drought. It causes crops to shrivel, prices to spike, and farmers to worry about making ends meet. There's no doubt that droughts today cause many of the same worries they did a century ago. But what was a drought like in the 1930s? I think you'll enjoy this look back at an interview with my late great uncle about just how much farming has changed. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. My great-uncle, Billy McRae, was born in 1905. Before he passed a few years ago, we talked about the 1920s, when he got in trouble for plowing fields too fast.
I was plowing with a team of mules on a walking plow that I was running, and Dad says, Bill says, do you know how much you're plowing a day? I said, no, I don't know. I'm just out there. He said, you're plowing about 5 acres a day. He said, I want you to slow down. That's too hard on those mules.
But as the 20s turned to the 1930s, Billy and other Midwestern farmers faced the most difficult weather they'd ever seen. In particular, the Dust Bowl left an impression.
I can't describe just how bad it was. I seen the time that dust had come in here and you couldn't hardly see much of a distance, but like a fog, a bad fog.
1934 and 36 were the worst of that dry decade. Both years produced the lowest average bushels per acre the country has seen since 1902. There was a mere 18 bushels per acre on average. Billy doubts there was even that much in his fields.
40 acres, but a good year for one man. And I said, if one man can put out 40 acres and take care of it, I can put out 80. And did a right good job of it, too. And that fall, I could have carried every ear of corn I raised in a burlap bag on my back out of the field, if I could have found it.
The average yield this year may be the worst seen in over a decade. Yet improvements in technology and farming practices will mean the corn will yield over tenfold what Billy harvested in 1936. Comforting to know, yet little help to those who have watched their yields wither in the scorching heat this year. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.